April 8 is going to be a solar eclipse in Cleveland, and parts of Michigan, and the schools already announced a month ago that the schools could be closed on April 8. Because, what's the reason? The eclipse is going to be 3:15 something. And that's the time when the kids are leaving school around 3 o'clock. And at the traffic, there is going to be hundreds of thousands of tourists will come to see the eclipse. And then, obviously, it's dangerous for the kids to be. And they couldn't come up with an idea to release the kids an hour earlier or 2 hours earlier. They canceled the school right away. No school finished, not in Orange, not in Solon, not anywhere. No school. Over in history, many nations developed interesting approach to the whole idea of an eclipse, especially as a solar eclipse. Many nations felt that this is a sign who brings bad luck. It's bringing bad news to the nations and to the people who experience it. But the question is, what is Judaism thinks about it? The prophet Jeremiah, see, this is not something that was invented. It's a technological invention that we have to look what Judaism thinks about it. This was there since the world stands. Prophet Jeremiah says, so says God, do not learn from the ways of the nations of the world, and don't be afraid of the signs of the heaven. Let them be afraid of it. It means the Jewish people have nothing to worry about an eclipse. Other nations have to. That's, first of all, that's what Jeremiah says. That's from the Bible. Then there is in the Talmud the whole discussion about it. It's not going away like this. Talmud says, yeah, when we don't have to worry about it, when the Jewish people do the will of God, then we have nothing to worry about it. But in general, it's not good news. Then the Talmud gives a very interesting definition between solar eclipse, and a lunar eclipse. Mm-hmm. If it's a solar eclipse, it's bad news, it's a bad luck for the non-Jewish world. Mm-hmm. If it's a lunar eclipse, it's bad news for the Jewish people. Why? Because the world goes by the Gregorian calendar, the Roman calendar, goes by the sun. Then the nations of the world go according to the sun, they are compared to the sun, they go according to the sun. And therefore, when the sun is being covered up, when there is an eclipse, mm-hmm. It's like bad luck for them.
Yep.
If it's a lunar eclipse, then it's bad news for the Jews because the Jewish calendar goes by the moon. Mm-hmm. Goes by 12 months, goes by 12 cycles of the moon, and so on. Mm-hmm. Now, what is more? Solar eclipse or lunar eclipse? What do you think?
I think lunar eclipses happen more.
Solar eclipses happen more. We see it less. But that's what I read yesterday. What's the lunar eclipse? I also thought so. What does this mean that it brings problems? You know, many times, you know, you read in the horoscope in the newspaper, and then the horoscope tells you, if you are a Virgo, tomorrow don't make decisions. Because you're not clear in your mind.
Yep.
If you are this and this, don't do this. What does this mean? There is certain things in the world line up in a certain way that if you're connected, if you're born at this time or you're a Virgo, you're from a different type of a zodiac, you're more tend to make a mistake or more tend to become angry. For example, the Talmud gives another example. If somebody was born on a certain day of the week, it will be different. Mm-hmm. For example, if he was born on a Monday, the chances that he should get into a fight, a riot. Why? Because God and Monday, God created separation. Mm-hmm. God separated the water from the sky to the water of the earth. Then Monday is not a good day. That's why everybody hates Monday. Mm-hmm. If you were born on a Friday, you'll be late. Because Friday before Shabbat, everybody's in a rush.
Right.
I'm telling you, you can take it to the bank. There's a guy, a doctor, he walked in one day. He's always late. I told him, tell me, were you born on Friday? He says, yes, how you know that? I told him, you're always late. Somebody is born on Shabbat, he's considered a holy man. You're born on Tuesday, you'll be a good businessman. When were you born? Sunday, you're a leader.
I think I was born on a Tuesday. I think so too. I'm not sure. Tuesday,
you see? A good businessman. Then the same thing is when there is an eclipse, mm-hmm. because the zodiac and the whole system lines up in a certain way, mm-hmm. even astrologers today in the modern world would say that in a time of an eclipse, a war can break out. Why? Because the leaders are not all the way there.
Yep.
And if they can make arrogant mistakes, they can get all worked up. We have to do this, you have to get all worked up. From this day, stay long. It doesn't mean to say that it's a must be.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean to say that when there is no eclipse, there is always good. Mm-hmm. But there is a tendency for Taurus. But you don't have to listen to it. It's just harder for you to control it. Just like the guy who is born on Friday, doesn't mean he must be late. It's just harder for him to control himself and not to, and he has to work harder not to be late. The guy who is born on Monday, it doesn't mean he must fight at everybody. It means for him, he has to be more careful not to get into fight. Mm-hmm. Now, in certain environments, when I come there, I try to lay very low because I know somebody will make me nervous. And it's not a must. The same thing is with the zodiac. And that's what it means. Now, this is an unbelievable connection to the parsha of the week. Parshat Tetzaveh is a parsha that's very unique. The name of Moses is not mentioned in the parsha. Since Moses was born in the beginning of Exodus, is mentioned in every parsha, in Deuteronomy almost in every parsha. But there is one parsha that is not mentioned at all, and Parshat Tetzaveh. Then the Talmud, then the commentaries ask, what happened? Why is Moses' name not mentioned? They say something very interesting. You know, next week we're going to read about the golden calf. Remember the story of the golden calf? During the golden calf, God told, after the Jewish people made the golden calf, he told Moses, I want to destroy the Jewish people, right? Moses told, I will destroy the Jewish people, they annihilate the nation, and I will start from you, Moses, I start from you, a new nation. What Moses told him, Moses gave him an ultimatum. If you destroy the Jewish people, erase me from your book. Basically, don't count on me. Erase me too. Destroy me too with them. I don't want to hear from it. I will not be a reason for the destruction of the Jewish people. And God listen to Moses, and he forgive the Jewish people. Then the Baal HaTurim says something very interesting. He says, because Moses said, erase me from your book, and a curse of a tzaddik has an effect, therefore, it had an effect on one parsha. Then Parshas Tetzaveh, Moses' name is not mentioned altogether. That on one hand, Moses' name is present throughout the parsha. I mean, Moses is mes. The whole parsha starts, and you should command, and you should say, and you should do. It's all about Moses. But his name is not mentioned. That alone makes everybody wonder and talk about Moses more than every other parsha. Because mm-hmm. when you're absent, makes everybody wonder. We're, you know, the missing tile, everybody will see looks there. Right. You don't look what exists. You look what who is missing. But you know, by the end of next week's parsha, you know, when Moses came down with the second set of tablet, his face was shining, right? His face was shining, right? He had beams of light, a beam of light came out from his face to a point that Aaron, his brother, was afraid to talk to him, right?
Right.
Why, that was when he came with the second set of tablet. Why didn't he have this face shining when he came down with the first set of tablets? He was already 40 days in Mount Sinai, not eating, not drinking. Comes with the first set. Why the second set of tablets? Why not the first? tell you. You know what he did in between? In between he says, I am ready to die for the Jewish people. When somebody is ready to give his life for the Jewish people, he deserves to get the shining face of God. Then Moses in the Talmud is called the sun. The face of Moses like the face of the sun. The face of Joshua is like the face of the moon. That's how the Talmud puts it. Then in this week's Parsha, there is an eclipse of Moses. We don't see Moses' name. The sun is not there. The shining face is not there. But it was worth it. He got a shining face because he did it. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What is the lesson to us? When we are ready to give to make a sacrifice. Nobody is asked to give his life for anybody. Nobody is asking us to die. But to sacrifice, make a sacrifice for somebody else, your face will be shining. You become a part of God. And thus you get the shining face of Moses. You know, there is in every Jew, there is a spark of Moses. Every one of us is a little Moses. Then we can also be like Moses, giving our sacrificing for Judaism, for a Jew, for another Jew. And then we get a little bit, maybe not everybody sees it, but you get a little bit more of a shining face, and then God is with you, let's put it this way. And that's really what the world is looking to see on the Jewish face, is the shining light of God. Where is your God on your face?